天天传扬他的救恩。
Sing to the Lord, pray His name, proclaim His salvation day after day.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
因耶和华伟大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, is to be feared above all gods.
外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力与华美在他圣所。
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary.
民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
请大家起立，我们一起用诗歌赞美神。
All right, please. We'll praise the Lord with songs.
赞美救主，
赞美
赞美是我们的救主，怜悯的主在他面我们赞扬，欢喜欢喜是今生荣耀的赞子，怜悯天人都归于天上你，万事当归拜， 让他当成人，也许是不是他是主，他是主，他是主，上过山过四方耶和华的主，万事当不败，万块当成人，也许自己是主，
耶稣是主。
Jesus is the Lord.
约翰福音三章十六节这样说。
And the John in chapter 3 verse 16 says,
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Lord, the God loves the human being so much that he sent his only son to this world to save us, so that we believe in him will be saved.
耶稣为我们的罪死在了十字架上，他的爱就在此显明了。
Jesus for our sins was crucified, so his love was shown to us.
让神儿子的爱围绕你。
So let the Son's love engulf you.
让他充满你的心。
Let his love fill your heart.
使你的灵得满足。
So that your heart and your spirit will be filled.
让他担当我们一切的挂虑。
Let him hear our worries.
赏赐平安的心灵，赏赐平安的圣灵。
So the Spirit will give us peace.
降临在我们生命中，使我们得完全。
So the Spirit will live in us that will be complete.
我们一起唱，让神儿子的爱围绕你。
Let us all sing, Oh, let the Son of God enfold you.
我们一起来。
让神的爱围绕着你，他的爱要围绕你，让他充满你的心灵满足，让他担当你的担子，赏赐平安的生命，降临在你生命中，使你完全。
属，求与圣灵充满我们。
这里我们是来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come here to worship you.
你本是创造宇宙万物的全能大主宰。
You are the creator and controller of all the universe.
但你为了爱我们的缘故，你差你独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界。
For the love of us, and you send your Son Jesus Christ to this world.
让我们原本这些不认识你的人，可以透过耶稣能够认识神。
So that we who didn't know you before.But now know you through Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢主，主耶稣为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
We thank you also for the Jesus for our sins. He was crucified.
替我们承担了罪的代价。
So that he paid for our price.
让我们能够与神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So we can come to the side of the God without any fear.
每个主日，我们奉主的名聚集在这里。
Every Sunday, in Jesus' name, we come here together.
我们要高声宣告耶稣基督是主。
We will declare that Jesus is the Lord.
而且我们乐意传扬这福音的好消息。
And we are happy to spread the gospel.
但是愿意有一天万膝都跪拜，万口都颂扬耶稣基督是主。
So that someday all the knees will bow down and all the voices will declare that Lord.Jesus is the Lord.
所以我们感谢你，因为你不是一位高高在上，与人远离的一位神。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You are not the Lord above, high above, and separate from us.
你是一位慈爱的主。
You are the Lord with mercy.
我们可以来到你的面前。
We can come in front of you.
把我们一切的重担，把我们的一切的忧伤，都卸在你的面前。
And unload our worries and concerns to you.
而且我们知道你会来喂养我们。
We also know that you will shepherd us.
你会用你的恩手来带领我们。
With your loving hand, you will treat us.
你会擦干我们的眼泪，你会抚平我们的忧伤。
You will wipe out our tears and reduce our worries.
而且你会让我们重新有活泼的盼望。
And you will give us living hope.
主啊，想到学校马上就要开学。
Dear Lord, the new semester will start soon.
我们一方面看到过去就这一个礼拜。又有好几个家庭搬离开这里。
We also see that several families will leave here soon.
主，我们恳求你与他们同在。
Dear Lord, please be with them.
另一方面，我们又看到有许多的新生都已经陆续的抵达。
Meanwhile, new students coming in.
有读本科的，有读硕士的，有读博士的。
Some of them are undergraduates, others are pursuing doctoral degrees.
也有很多是来这边做研究的。
And some are here doing research.
所以他们刚来到这个新的地方的时候，愿你使用我们教会的弟兄姐妹，把主的爱带给他们。
Dear Lord, please use the brothers and sisters in this church to spread the love to the newcomers.
我们为他们祈求。
We pray for them.
愿意他们在这边求学做研究的这段期间，他们能够来向主祈求。
We ask that they also pray to the Lord when they stay here for their study or research.
从你那里得着这个世界所不能给的平安。
So that they can get peace, which this world cannot give them, but the peace is from you.
也愿意他们经历到你的爱，你的恩典。
We ask that they can experience your grace and your blessings.
我们也想到接下来的这个礼拜五就是国语的迎新。
This coming Sunday, the new students welcome party for the Mandarin speaking students.Will be held in this church.
我们愿意你吸引许许多多的新生来到我们这个小小的教会。
So by your love, we can attract more and more new students to this small church.
一方面透过弟兄姐妹的分享，他们可以更多了解康奈尔这边求学的环境，还有伊萨卡的生活环境。
by the sharing and testimony of brothers and sisters in this church, the newcomers will experience and understand better the environment and the college life in this town.
一方面也让我们有机会和他们成为朋友。
And also we can take this opportunity to be friends with them.
我们愿意这个聚会充满了主的爱。
We wish that the party were filled with God's love.
让每一位来到这里的人都被主的爱所吸引。
So each individual who come to this church will be attracted by God's love.
我们把我们今天的崇拜也恭敬仰望。
We also respectfully submit this service in your hands.
愿你祝福我们的聚会。
We ask you bless this service.
也愿你享受我们对你的敬拜。
And also you will please our service in you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是起应的时间。
It's time for responsive reading.
我们今天起应的经文在加拉太书五章十三节到二十六节。
The scripture is in the book Galatians, chapter 5, verses 13 to 26.
在教会圣经三百三十五页。
It's on page 335, page 335 in the church's Bible.
请师姐弟兄。
And brother 师姐 will lead the responsive reading.Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 26. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我读单数节，请大家读双数节。
I will read the odd numbers, and the congregation will read the even numbers. Odd numbers, 十三
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总是要用爱心互相服侍。
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能所愿意做的。但是
你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜
偶像、
邪术、仇恨、
争
竞、
嫉
恨、恼怒、结党、
纷争、
异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
圣灵所赐的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、
温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
凡属耶稣基督的人是已经把肉体全肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，
只要安徒虚名，彼此忍气，互相嫉妒。
感谢主。
那下面是奉献的时间。
It's the time for offering.
奉献是每个基督徒的本分。
It's the responsibility for every Christian to make offers.
如果你还没有明白奉献的意义，等奉献袋传到你的时候，请你恭敬地传给下一位。
If you do not understand the meaning of offering, when the offering bag is passing to you, please pass it to the next one.
奉献的时候，我们唱一首诗歌。
Begin to sing a song when we make the offer.
我宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
我宁愿有耶稣更亲近，我宁愿耶稣生得财富无边，我宁愿有耶稣更亲近。
引导我前途，胜过昨日啊，指点是万方，别人说不怕困乏，我宁愿有耶稣胜过日间，有红花富贵生亡，我宁愿有耶稣胜过伤痛，我宁送玉兔成全他的时候，我宁愿有耶稣胜过名声，愿堂主圣名永赐丹东城，生活的君王是风雪万方，只要守得宽广，我宁愿有耶稣胜过世界，荣华富贵生亡。
我们下面请燕云为我们奉献做一个祷告。
Sister Yingyun will pray for this offering. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you that you first love us so that we can love each other. We thank you that you live in us first, then we live in you too.Thank you, so that we can understand your will. That is, one is more blessed if to give than to receive. We are willing to make the offer. We are offering not only the time and ability, but also the money.So this little money we make the offer to you today, and we submit it to you. Dear Heavenly Father, please cleanse it and do it, make it in your service. We ask the Heavenly Father to continue to lead us. We will be more and more like you.We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 下面是读经的时间。
It's a scripture reading time.
今天所读的经文在罗马书第七章四到六节和七章十八节到八章十七节。在教会圣经274页到275页。
So the scripture we're going to read today is in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 4 to 6, and the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 18 to chapter 8, verses 17. It is in the Church's Bible, pages 274 to 75.
我们请吴先弟兄为我们朗读圣经。
So I'm going to read the scripture. Romans, chapter 7, verses 4 to 6.罗马书七章四到六节，我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲，就在我们肢体中发动。以致结成死亡的果子。但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵或者圣灵的样新样。 或按照译文的旧约。罗马书七章十八到八章十七节 Romans chapter 7 verses 18 to chapter 8 verses 17。 我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，这是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，原文是人，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。罗马书第八章，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体却随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，就是也是不能服。而且属肉体的人不能得神的欢喜。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督落在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。感谢主。
谢谢无限弟兄，下面把时间交给牧师。
Now pass the shoe。
弟兄姐妹和朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
新年暑假我们主日信息的主题是活出满结果子的人生。
This summer, the major theme of our sermons, a series of sermons, is the living a fruitful life.
今天是这一系列信息的最后一讲。
This is the last sermon of the series.
如果我们当中有一些朋友过去从来没有来到教，没去过教会。
If some of us, the friends here, have never been to church before,
我们今天读的经文比较长，可能信息也会比平常稍微深一点点。
So the scriptures we read just now is a little bit longer, and the message might be a little bit deeper.
所以如果你觉得听不太懂啊，没有关系，从下礼拜开始我们也会讲比较浅一点的。
So if you find it a little bit difficult to comprehend, it doesn't matter, or it makes no difference. Next week we make a sermon a little bit easier to understand.
今天我要谈一个很实际的问题。
Today I'm going to touch upon a topic which is very practical in our life.
就是一个人成为基督徒之后还会不会犯罪。
Will a Christian, if somebody becomes a Christian, will he still sin?
还会不会挣扎？
Will he still have struggle?
如果会，那么如何能够胜过罪，过得胜的生活呢？
If yes, so how can the Christian overcome the sins and live a victorious life?
罗马书六章二十一节说，你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。
Romans chapter 6 verse 21 says, What benefit did you reap at the time from the sins you are now ashamed of?Those things result in death.
这话的意思说，我们跟随耶稣之后，会意识到自己在信主之前所做的一些事情是羞耻的。
What it says is that when we become Christians, we would feel that the things we did before are shameful.
那些事所结的果子是不好的，带来的结局就是死，也就是与神的爱隔绝。
So these things produce the fruit. It's not good fruit, and that's death.So that's the separation from God.
二十二节继续说，但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Verse 27 says, But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life.
意思是说，人在信主之后，可以靠着主的恩典结出一种新的果子，就是成圣的果子。
So that says that after you become a Christian, then you can bear fruit. That fruit is a fruit of holiness.
这会带他进入永生，也就是永远活在神的爱中。
So this fruit would lead you to eternal life. That means you will live forever in God.
今天信息的重点就是谈如何结出成圣的果子。
The main message of today's sermon is how to bear a fruit of holiness.
刚刚我们读了罗马书第七章的后半部以及第八章的前半部。
We just read the second part of chapter 7 and the first part of chapter 8.
在七章十八节到二十五节，使徒保罗用第一人称的方式讲到一个人痛苦挣扎的经历。
So Paul in Romans chapter 7, the first verses 18 to 25, Paul described a Christian suffered painful struggle.
为什么事情挣扎呢？
Why was he struggling?
他说他想要行的善行不出来，而且他知道不对，不应该做的事情却没有办法停止不做。
Paul said he knows what is good and he wanted to do good, but he cannot do it.He knows what is wrong, and he doesn't want to do the wrong, but he couldn't stop it.
在他里面好像有两个律，有两股力量在那里交战。
Within himself, there seem to be two laws at conflict.
这是一个很痛苦的经历，所以在二十四节他说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
It is indeed a very painful struggle. That so that he said in verse 24, "What a wretched man I am."Who will rescue me from this body of death?
到底这边说话的我是一位还没有信主的人呢，还是一位已经信主的人？
So here it mentioned about I. Is this I a non-Christian or a Christian?
学者专家的看法非常的分歧，基本上可以分成三大派。
There was a difference among the scholars. To sum up, at least we have three schools.
第一派认为这是还没有信主人的经历。
So the first school considers this I as the non-Christians.
他们认为一个人一旦信了主之成为基督徒之后，就不会再有这样的经验。
They feel that if one becomes a Christian, this will be over.
第二派认为这是基督徒生活当中非常正常会有的经历。
The second school thinks that this is a regular common among the Christians' life.
也就是说，就算一个人信主多年，灵命已经很成熟了，还是有可能会有这样的挣扎。
The Christians still would have this painful struggle even if they are quite mature in their spirit's life.
第三派认为，这是灵命不成熟的基督徒的经历。
The third school thinks that this is a kind of experience by the Christians who are not very mature in their spiritual life.
他们虽然信了主，却因为灵命不成熟，用错误的方法来对付罪，以至于挣扎得很辛苦。
Though these Christians started to believe in God, yet they used the wrong method to handle the sins. That's why they, as a result, they have this painful struggle.
这三种不同的看法都有世界一流的圣经学者支持，也都提出相当精彩的论点。
So the arguments and convictions of these three schools are supported by attractive arguments from the scholars in theology.
虽然在这一点上，有不同的看法，大家却都同意这段经文为基督徒指引了一个清楚的生活目标。
Though there are differences among the scholars, all of the scholars agree on one thing is that this scripture points out the right way for Christians how to live.
就是要脱离罪的捆绑，结出成圣的果子。
That is to be free from the bondage of sins and bear the fruit of holiness.
但要了解罗马书第七章到底在讲什么，最好的方式是对罗马书整卷书的主要信息有一个大致的了解。
In order to understand what chapter 7 talks about, so we better have a picture of the whole book of the Romans.
罗马书前三章告诉我们，我们活在一个充满罪恶的世界。
The first three chapters of in the book of Romans tells us that we live in a world which is full of sins.
不只是外面有很多的罪，罪也在我们里面，我们每一个人都有各式各样的过犯。
Not only these sins are external to us, within us there are all kinds of sins too.
而且罪使我们活在一个与神的爱隔绝的光景当中。
Sins separate us from God.
当然有很多人根本不在乎说啊，不在乎什么罪不罪，也不在乎有神或没神。
Of course a lot of people they don't care. They don't care what is sin or whether there is a God.
那对于一些在乎的人，他们如何解决这个罪的问题呢？
But for those who care, how can they solve this sin problem?
其中一条路，罗马书叫它是靠律法称义的路。
One way of handling this is to be justified by law.
就是你靠着要求自己严格遵守各样的规矩、道德教训来证明自己够好。
That is to say, you can justify yourself to be right.By following all the regulations and rules strictly.
但这条路行得通吗？
Does this work?
罗马书第四章就是要告诉我们，走不通，那是死路一条。
Chapter 4 in Romans told us that this is a dead end.
因为如果你要靠行律法来称义的话，除非你全部做到，一点缺点都没有。
If you want to be justified by law, you have to be perfect.According to the rules of the law.
但是实际上没有一个人能够做得到。
In fact, nobody can be like that.
那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
圣经说只有一条路才走得通。
In the Bible, it tells us that there's only one way that is good.
那就是神所预备恩典的路，也就是信主的路。
That's the road from God with God's blessing.
为什么说是恩典的路呢？
So that's the road of grace from God. Why do we say that?
因为神让耶稣基督为我们承担过犯。
Because God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to carry the sins for us.
我们相信接受他不只是罪得赦免。
We believe that not only we're forgiven by believing in Jesus Christ,
而且还能够得着与神和好各样丰盛的福气。
We also can receive the grace and blessings from God.
不过回到律法来。
But let's look at the law.
是遵守呢，还是不遵守呢？
Shall we abide by the law or we shouldn't abide by the law?
是重要呢，还是不重要呢？
Is law important or not important?
这就是罗马书第七章讨论的内容。
This is the topic discussed in chapter 7 in the book of Romans.
第七章第一节说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？
Verse 1 in chapter 7 says, Do you not know, brothers?That the law has authority over a man only as long as he lives.
那我先跳到第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
圣经说，我的弟兄们，你们借着基督的身体已经死了。
The Bible says,
My brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ.
那弟兄们指的就是基督徒。
Here brothers refer to Christians.
因为圣经说，当你信耶稣的时候，过去那个与神毫无关系的你就已经死了。
It says here, when you started believing Jesus Christ, the old self, which has nothing to do with God, is dead.
而律法只有在你活着的时候可以管理，你既然死了，就不归他管了。
The law only has control over you when you are living. Once you are dead, the law has no control over you.
诶，怎么会这样呢？
How come?
为了帮助我们了解，保罗在第二节、第三节就举了一个例子来说明这个原则。
So Paul in verse 2 and 3 cited an example for us to understand this principle better.
他说丈夫死了，妻子就可以合法改嫁。
He says if the husband is dead, the wife is legal to remarry.
那这个例子说明一个原则。
This gives us a principle.
就是不管律法原来有多少的约束力，当死亡发生的时候，约束力就改变了。
It says, no matter how much control the law has over us, but when the death comes, the control is gone.
所以一个人借着相信接受耶稣，原来的老我就死了。
So when one believes in God, in Jesus Christ, and accepts Jesus Christ, his old self is dead.
你也就因此就脱离了律法的约束。
Therefore, you are free from the control of law.
从此你归另外一个人管。
Therefore, you belong to another.
就是从死里复活的耶稣。
So that you belong to Jesus Christ who is raised from the dead.
那借着归属耶稣，你开始过新的生活，有新的样式，而且结出和原来不一样的果子。
By belonging to Jesus Christ, you live a new life and you bear new fruit.
好，这是七章一到六节的重点。
That's the key point of chapter 7 verses 1 to 16.
告诉我们，既然已经归属基督，就不要再走依靠律法来称义的路。
That tells us, as soon as we belong to Jesus Christ, we shouldn't walk the same path by the law.
从文章的逻辑来说，讲完七章一到六节，就可以接到八章一节了。
From the logic order, we can see after chapter 7 verse 1 to 6, we can go to chapter 8 verse 1.
你把这样连起来看起来，诶，比较清楚也比较顺。
If we put these two together, we can see a smooth transition.
但是圣经还有一段七章七节到二十五节，为什么呢？
But in between, there's chapter 7, verse 7 to 25. Why so?
七章七节到二十五节可以说是一个插段，是一个补充说明。
So the verses 7 to 25 is additional insertion.
为的是避免误解，怕人掉入另外一方面的偏差。
It is an explanation to help us to create misunderstanding.
七章一节到六节提醒人不要倚靠律法。
So chapter 7 verses 1 to 6 tell us not to rely heavily on the law.
七章七节到十三节是提醒人不要轻看律法。
Verses 7 to 13 ask us to not to slight the law.
前面要纠正的偏差是律法主义，就是想要倚靠行律法在神面前夸口。
It wants to correct the mistakes about heavily depend on the law to boast on the law.
而现在要纠正的偏差是放纵主义。
Now it will wants to correct the anarchism.
就是那种说，哎呀，那我们不用理律法了，我们可以自由的任意妄为。
Some people would claim that we don't need the law and we can do whatever we want.
圣经说这两方面都是偏差。
The Bible says both of these are not correct.
七到十三节说律法本身是好的。
Verses 7 to 13 says the law by itself is good.
问题是出在罪上面。
The problem lies in sin.
是我们里面的罪性利用原本好的律法来让我们犯罪。
So the sin inside us take advantage of the law to make us sin against the God.
所以不要把责任归到律法上面。
So the responsibility should not be attributed to law.
不要因此就否定了律法圣洁、公义、良善的本质。
We shouldn't therefore deny the good, the pure, the holiness of law.
换句话说，作为一个基督徒，我们虽然因着耶稣基督的恩典脱离了律法的约束，却不是拿到一张许可证可以任意妄为的犯罪。
In other words, after becoming Christians, we are free from the control of law, and it doesn't mean that we have a free pass to do whatever we want.
不过还是有一点让我们感到困惑的地方。
still, it is still confusing for us.
律法既然是好的，为什么我们又要脱离它的约束呢？
Since the nature of law is good, why do we need to be free from the control of law?
到底律法的问题是什么？
What is the issue with the law?
接下来14到25节，保罗就讲了这段关于两个律交战的事情。
So in verse 14 to 25, Paul talks about the conflicts among two laws.
我个人认为这段圣经讲的是一些人信主之后经历的挣扎。
Personally, I feel this talks about the Christians, the painful struggle among the Christian life.
保罗是以他自己亲身的经历来做代表。
Paul showed us the painful struggles through his own personal example experience.
我们知道保罗本来是一个为律法大发热心的法利赛人。
We know that Paul used to be a Pharisee who had a strong passion for law.
他从很多方面 来说他都可以自夸。
He could boast in many areas.
他的各方面表现比别人都好，他又认真又热心。
He performed much better than others, and he was enthusiastic and had a strong desire.
当了信主之后，圣灵光照他，让他看到自己的罪和诸般的亏欠。
After he became a Christian, the light of God and the Holy Spirit shined upon him, let him see his own sins.
他才发现他和其他的人都一样，在圣洁的神面前仍然是个罪人。
He noticed then that he was no different from others.He was the same as other sinners in the holiness of the God.
但是另一方面，他过去律法主义的观念一下子改不过来。
On the other hand, he found it hard to change about his concept and attitude towards law.
他以为要成圣，要解决罪的问题，需要做的就是比过去更加严格的要求自己，更加努力的来追求律法上的完全。
He thought the things he needed to do most is to discipline himself more and perform better according to the law.
我们在座有很多的慕道朋友是相当认真的。
A lot of people among us who are still seekers are very serious and hardworking.
我们深受儒家的思想的影响，也非常看重伦理道德。
We are immersed in Confucianism and have a heavy emphasis on the moral standards.
但我们常常会想，我们信主之后成圣的方法还是跟过去一样，是靠自己的能力来修炼。
We have the same attitude that after we become Christians, we still feel that if we want to be holy, we need to work on our own, depend on our own ability.
这是我们受过去观念的影响，很自然会尝试用的方法。
It's quite natural that because we are so heavily influenced by Confucianism, that's the way we try to find a way out.
但是保罗用这样的方式追求成圣一段时间之后，他意识到罪的力量比他原先想象的大的太多太多。
After a while, when Paul tried this working on his own attitude, but it didn't work, he noticed that the power of sin is much, much greater.And his own ability.
那律法本身在胜过罪的事情上是软弱无力。
So the law is powerless in overcome sins.
他说我真是苦啊。
Therefore he said, "What a wretched man I am."
的确，任何一个想要靠律法主义来过基督徒生活的人，真是苦啊。
Indeed, we all feel miserable if we want to depend on the law to change ourselves.
所以虽然我认为七章十四节到二十五节是一些信主的人的经历，但这样的经历不是正常的基督徒生活。
Therefore I feel that the painful struggle is the experience of the Christians in their life. However, this kind of painful struggle is not the regular a good life for good Christians.
他描述的是一些人虽然信了主，却还没有明白如何过得胜生活的关键。
It describes the Christians, though they believe in God, but they do not have a fully understanding of how to live a good Christian's life.
依然照着过去的观念，依靠自己的能力来行善、守律法、来抵挡罪，结果不但失败，而且很苦。
They still hold tight to the old concepts, try to depend on the law and themselves to do good. The end. The result is they feel so painful in their own struggles.
那到底该怎么办？
So what is the way out?
经过七章七节到二十五节的补充说明之后，圣经又回到原来七章一节到六节想要带出来的，也就是罗马书第八章的信息。
So after the explanation in the chapter 7 verses 7 to 25, so Paul went back to chapter 7 verses 1 to 6. The concept leads to chapter 8 verse 1.
罗马书第七章和第八章是非常强烈的对比。
There's a sharp contrast between chapter 7 and chapter 8.
第七章一再重复的就是律法律法律法。
So the law, this terminology, law, 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 is repeated again and again in chapter 7.
强调的是律法的无能。
The focus is on the powerlessness of law.
而第八章一再强调的是圣灵圣灵圣灵，强调的是圣灵的能力。
The focus of chapter 7 is on spirit, spirit and spirit. And it stressed heavily on the power of spirit.
这边让我再次补充说明，问题的一大关键是罪的力量。
I'd like to add one more thing, that the key point is the power of sin.
问题并不是说人心里不想胜过罪。
It's not that in our mind, in our heart, we do not want to overcome sins.
我想我们很多人并不真正喜欢罪，我们都想胜过罪。
Many of us do not like sins, we like to overcome sins.
问题也不是说人一点力量都没有。
It's not that we are very weak.
只是罪的韧性和强度之大，远远超过我们的想象。
But the tenacity of the power of sin, the tenacity and power of sin is so great, it far exceeds our expectations.
我们当中有很多人有种菜种树的经验。
A lot of people among us have the experience of gardening, vegetable gardening.
你一定知道拔杂草的重要。
So probably we all know that importance of pulling out the weeds.
那很多杂草不难拔的。
It's not difficult to pull out some of the weeds.
一拔就拔掉，而且拔了之后很久不会再长。
Some of the weeds, if you pull them out, it will take a long time for the same weeds to grow up again.
但是如果你家里有草地哈，你需要自己除草的话，你会知道一件事情。
If you have a lawn, then you will find one thing.
有一些杂草不能靠拔的，因为拔不胜拔呀。
Some of the weeds, well, no matter how hard you pull them out or how many times you pull them, they're still growing.
比如说在一直看每年春天秋天有一种很让人头疼的杂草就是蒲公英。
So in Issachar, every spring and fall, there's a painful flower or green weed that's called dandelions.
春天一到，你就看到很多草地上冒出一朵朵黄色的蒲公英。
When spring comes, you will notice a lot of yellow flowers. That's the dandelion.
这蒲公英的种子特别会四处传播繁殖，风一吹，种子就从这一家的草地飘到另一家的草地，一长就是一大片。
So with the blow of wind, the seeds of dandelions would spread out over all the lawns.
所以就是这样。
Thing is the same.
它的感染力、传播力特别强，特别快。
Thing is infectious. It has a strong power to spread itself.
有一些屋主啊，看到长了这么多密密麻麻的蒲公英，就想管也没有用，就放弃了，让它长吧。
Some of the house owners, when they see the large, huge amount of the dandelions, so they don't care now. They lose hope as well. What's the power? What's the use of caring for it? So
有些人对罪的态度也是这样。
And some of the people hold the same attitude towards sins.
另外有很多屋主想要除掉这些蒲公英，但是用错了方法。
Some of the house owners try to get rid of these dandelions, but they use the wrong method.
我刚搬来伊萨卡的时候就是这样。
When I first moved into Issachar, I took the wrong method.
我两个可怜的女儿跟着我去一根根的拔呀。
My two pitiful daughters and followed my example to pull the weeds one by one.
他们还试过用剪刀去把一根根蒲公英头给它剪掉。
They also try to use the scissors to cut off the heads of each dandelion.
有没有用呢？
Is it useful?
刚拔过、刚剪过的头几天觉得很有用。
In the first couple of days, it seemed to be working.
我们真的以为问题解决了。
And we saw that we solved the problem.
但没过几天，一根根的蒲公英又冒出来，而且越冒越多。
Only a few days later, more and more dandelions spring up.
如果你继续用同样的方法，你每三天两天就得重新忙一次。
If you use the same method in every two or three days you will busy yourself.
忙得满头大汗，最后发现白忙。
Sweating and tired out, but it's useless.
我们人用错误的方法来对付罪，也会同样的徒劳无功。
If we have used the wrong method to deal with sins, it will be futile too.
诶，不过有没有人家的草地是没有不长蒲公英的？
So have you ever seen the lawn without any dandelions?
你开车到一些住宅区去兜一兜
，if you drive around the communities,
你就会发现真有不长的。
You would find some of the lawns without any dandelions.
左边这家长很多，右边那家也长很多。哎，中间这家的草地奇怪，清清爽爽，不长。
So the lawn on the left hand side has a lot of dandelions. On the right hand side, the lawn is the same, but the lawn in the middle has no dandelion at all.
差别在哪里？
What is the difference?
我跟你保证，绝对不是那家的主人比别人花更多的时间在那边汗流浃背，天天在那边拔呀拔呀、剪呀剪的。
I can guarantee you that it's not the house owner of this lawn spend much time and pulling out the weeds one by one.
而是他用了对的方法。
The fact is he used the right method.
你知道蒲公英再怎么厉害，有一个对的方法比它更厉害。
No matter how powerful the dandelions are, there's one way which is more powerful than dandelions.
对付罪也是一样。
So the same.That's when we deal with the sin.
一旦你明白了治他的秘诀，你每次就照着那个方法去治，就可以得胜再得胜。
If you understand or know the right way to deal with it, and you continue to use the right way, then you will be victorious.
好，罗马书第八章的第一个重点就是强调说，要胜过罪，迈向成圣，只有一个有效的方法。
The first key point in chapter 8 tells us that.In order to overcome sin, there's only one way which is right.
就是靠着圣灵的能力。
That is depend on the power of Holy Spirit.
那怎么靠呢？
How do we depend on the Holy
Spirit? 我们仔细看八章一到十七节。
Let's take a close look at the verses 1 to 17 in chapter 8.
我就挑几个重点来讲。
I'm going to pick up some key points.
首先我们要知道倚靠的到底是谁。
First of all, we need to find out, we need to understand who do we depend on.
圣经很清楚讲我们要依靠的是圣灵。
It's made very clear in the Bible that we depend on the Holy Spirit.
只是很多人不知道什么是圣灵。
But a lot of us don't understand what Holy Spirit is.
如果不知道靠的是谁，那从何靠起？
If we don't understand who we depend on, how do we depend on?
我们看一到六节，中文圣经圣灵这个词一共出现了五次。
Let us look at verses 1 to 6.Spirit, this word appears 5 times.
你看你手中的圣经的话，每一次这个中文的圣经之前都这个圣这个字都有括号把它括起来。
So if you read the Bible closely, you would find out that 圣 the Holy, this word is in brackets.
这就说明原文只讲到灵，但是翻译圣经的人根据上下文知道很清楚的只是圣灵，就用括号的方式加上了这个补充。
It shows us the original text only talks about the Spirit, but when translators translate this, so they understand automatically that refers to Holy Spirit. That's why when in translation they put the 圣 Holy in brackets.
那英文圣经翻译的时候也是把 Spirit 的 S 把它写成大写。
So English translation, the first letter S is capitalized.
让大家知道这是专有名词的灵，也就是圣灵。
So that it shows the reader this is the proper noun. The Spirit refers to the Holy Spirit.
好，我们往下看。
Let's read on.
第九节说，什么灵住在我们心里，我们就不属肉体啊。
The verse 9 tells us what kind of spirit lives in us that we do not belong to the sinful nature.
你们想讲话，现在可以讲讲话。什么灵？神的灵。
You can respond now to what kind of spirit.Lives in us, we do not belong to the sinful nature. That's the God's spirit.
所以圣灵就是神的灵。
So spirit is God's spirit.
第九节后半节，人若没有什么，就不是属基督的。
In the second part of verse 9, this is something. If we don't have this, we do not belong to Jesus Christ. What is this?
基督的灵。
Jesus Christ's spirit.
所以圣灵也就是基督的灵。
Therefore, God's spirit is equivalent to Jesus Christ's spirit.
再看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
这边讲到什么灵住在你们心里？
Here what it talks, what kind of spirit it talks about.
叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵。
That's the spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
谁叫耶稣从死里复活？
Who raised Jesus Christ from the dead?
父是，所以圣灵也就是父的灵。
So that, therefore, the, Holy Spirit is Father's Spirit.
所以我们看到这几个名词是互通的。
Therefore, these pronouns, these, words are all interchangeable.
圣灵就是神的灵，是父的灵，也是基督的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, Father's Spirit, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
再看九节、十节、十一节。
Let's look at verses 9, 10, and 11.
这边四次提到住在你们心里或住在你们里面。
Here it mentioned four times that live in you or live in your heart.
九节、十一节讲的是灵住在你们心里。
Verse 9 and verse 11 talks about the spirit living in you.
中间第十节讲的是谁住在我们心里啊？
In between the verse 10 talks about who.Live in us.
基督
Jesus Christ.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是说只要圣灵住在我们里面，基督就住在我们里面。
That means as long as the Holy Spirit lives in us, Jesus Christ lives in us.
所以不管圣灵对你是多抽象，多捉摸不到，起码有几件事是可以你可以弄清楚，而且一定要弄清楚的。
No matter how abstract and how intangibleThe Holy Spirit is to you, but there are a couple of concepts or principles you need to understand, you should understand.
圣灵不是人自己的灵。
The Holy Spirit is not the spirit of our own.
不是人的意志力。
It's not our own will.
不是人的决心。
It's not our own mind.
不是人用心理学的方法想象出一个虚幻不实的东西。
It's not something abstract imagined by people with the psychological...principles.
圣灵也不是一个没有生命的东西。
The Holy Spirit is not something without the life.
不是一股力量。
It's not a force.
不是中国气功所讲的气。
It's not the breathing as described in the system of deep breathing exercise.
不是一种超自然的力量，被动的存在那里。
It's not a supernatural force existing there passively.
不是说好像你一旦抓到秘诀或者练功得法，哇，就可以不断支取运作自如。
It's not something that when you practice it to the perfect, you can draw from it naturally, continuously.
圣灵是神的灵。
Spirit.
他就是神。
Spirit is God's spirit.
他有位格，有性情。
It's God. It has personality and temperament.
最重要的，他有智慧，他有主权。
More importantly, it has wisdom and the power to control.
圣经教你和我去依靠的是在你我之外实实在在客观存在的一位又真又活的神。
The Bible tells us that what we need to depend on is real, true, and it's graceful, it provides the blessings we can depend on.
它可以引导我们。
So it's lifeIt's active, it can lead us.
也一位很著名的作曲及钢琴大师叫 Ignacy Paderewski.
The one famous pianist by the name of Ignacy Paderewski.
他有一次到美国最好的音乐厅去演奏。
Once he came to perform in the best concert hall in the United States.
在晚会开始前啊，有一个小男孩等着不耐烦就四处在那逛来逛去。
When the performance, before the performance started,A little boy became impatient and walked around in the concert hall.
最后他看到台上那个 grand piano 太吸引他了，他就忍不住跑上去。
So when the boy saw the grand piano on the stage, and it was very attractive to him, and he couldn't help to walk towards the stage.
然后他就忍不住开始在琴键上弹那些小孩子都很喜欢弹那个曲子Chopstick.
Then he started to play on the piano, the popular music among the boys, the chopsticks.
这一下台下的观众马上起了一阵骚动。
So the audience, in the concert hall started to make some noise.
很多人很不高兴。
A lot of people were not happy.
那钢琴大师在后面听到嘈杂的声音就探头一看。
At the backstage, the pianist,
notice the noise and stretch out his head and take a look.
他发现怎么回事，他就赶快套上礼服，就走向舞台。
When he noticed what was going on, he put on his suits and walked towards the stage.
他悄悄地走到小男孩的背后。
Secretly, he tiptoed behind the little boy.
双手绕过他的肩膀。
And stretched out his arms over the little boy's shoulder.
加入小男孩在琴键上的双手，弹奏出这个协奏的音符。
And he joined the little boy and accompanied the little boy's music.
他一边弹，一边在小男孩旁边的耳朵说。不要怕，不要停，继续弹，我们可以弹得很好。
And while he was playing, he said softly in this little boy's ear that don't be afraid, continue to play, we can play very well.
真的，那个小男孩在他的伴奏之下，把那个曲子弹得就很精彩了。
So the little boy continued to perform very well.
从某个角度来说，圣灵与我们的关系也是这样。
To a certain degree, the relationship between the Holy Spirit and us is similar in this.
他不打算一天到晚在那边批评指责我们，挑我们的错。
So the Holy Spirit is not there always be critical of us and try to find fault with us.
他也不是用强迫的方式勉强我们照着他的方式去做。
The Holy Spirit does not force us to do whatever he wants us to do.
他乃是不断用这个慈爱的方式来引导我们，激励我们。
However, he leads us gently and encourages us.
我找不到小男孩的照片。
So I couldn't find the photo of the little boy.
不过这个老人是他本人。
But this pianist is himself.
圣灵他会以他的无限来补我们的有限。
So the unlimited power of the Spirit would complement our boundaries.
来帮我们弹奏出我们靠着自己弹奏不出来的美妙旋律。
And help us to perform the best music which we cannot perform on our own.
圣经说每一位基督徒都成为神的儿女。
The Bible says every Christian will become the sons or daughters of the God.
圣灵就会像父母一样细心地引导教育我们，带领我们一步一步地成圣。
So the Holy Spirit will lead us like parents, gently and softly, patiently,to become holy.
我们只要肯倚靠他，他就能够带领我们战胜罪恶。
As long as we rely on the Holy Spirit will lead us to victory.
好，怎么倚靠他呢？
How do we rely on him?
第一个重要的观念是随从和体贴。
The first important point is 随从 live according to the Spirit.
对，八章四节提到随从圣灵。
Chapter 8 verse 4 says live according to the Spirit.
八章五节提到体贴圣灵。
Verse 5 in chapter 8 talks about having a mindset on what the Spirit desires.
随从跟体贴不太一样哦。
There's some difference between living according to the Spirit and having a mindset on what the Spirit desires.
乖的小孩是随从父母的指示，是听话的。
Well-behaved children will follow parents' instructions. They listen to their parents.
吃饭前爸妈说去洗个手，他就咚咚咚跑去洗个手，这叫随从。
Before meals, if the parent says, well, go and wash your hands before you eat, so the well-behaved children will go to wash hands. Follow the parents.
但孩子长大一点可以比随从更好，就是懂得体贴父母的心意。
So when children grow up, they can perform better than following the instructions. They will understand the parents' will.
随从是他讲你听，能够做到这样就不错了。
Living according to the Spirit is to when Spirit speaks to you, you listen. So it's good, it's good.
那么什么叫体贴？
What is having a mindset on what the Spirit desires?
体贴是不需要他说。你会主动的去思想去体会。
You will, that is to say that you will actually to think and to feel before the Spirit speaks.
你会去关心甚至主动的去问他喜欢的是什么。
You will care. You will take the proactive approach to ask what the Spirit pleases and likes.
好，如果你信主不久，你不知道从何去感觉圣灵的存在。
If you are a new Christian, you don't know how to feel the existence of the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到随从圣灵或体贴圣灵，对你还是有点抽象，有点遥远。
So then when we talk about living by the Spirit, according to the Spirit, and having a mindset on what the Spirit desires, may be a little bit abstract to you.
让我建议你用另外一个方式做起点。
I have a suggestion for you to start with.
这边有三节圣经的经文。
There are three verses from the Bible.
用的动词特别在英文里面非常相像。
So the verb which they used is quite similar.
加拉太书五章二十五节讲 ,keep in step with the Spirit, 跟着圣灵的脚步。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 25, it says, keep in the step of the Spirit.
With the Spirit.
With the Spirit.
这跟罗马书讲的随从体贴圣灵很像，同样的概念。
So it's the same as the Romans, you just live according to the Spirit.
彼得前书二章二十一节讲的是 follow in his step.教导我们跟随基督的脚中行。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2, used the word grace, follow in his steps, ask us to follow Jesus' steps.
约翰一书二章六节讲 walk as Jesus did, 或者 walk as Jesus walked, 这跟彼得前书一样，劝勉我们照着主耶稣所行的去行。
So 1 Peter also told us, walk as Jesus did, or as Jesus walked.This is the same as the first Peter asks us to follow Jesus' footsteps.
三节经文都讲到基督生活的一大关键就是跟着神走。
All the three verses talk about the most important issue is to follow Jesus.
稍微有点不一样的地方。
The little difference, subtle difference is,
彼得前书和约翰一书提到的是过去历史上耶稣在世上生活的时候所留下的榜样。
First Peter and First John talks about the history when Jesus was in this world, what he did and what he said. We should follow him.
叫我们效法圣经所记载耶稣的榜样而行。
So ask us to follow Jesus' example as recorded in the Bible.
加拉太书讲的却是神的圣灵今天就在我们身旁。
What Galatians talks about is the Holy Spirit lives in us, is with us.
可以非常真实，跟我们非常有互动的给我们引导。
It's very real, very true to us, and it interacts with us.
所以这两方面是有点不同。
There is a subtle difference.
但是如果你对圣灵还不熟悉的话，你起码可以行的就是多读新约圣经的四卷福音书。
If you feel hard to grasp the concept of Holy Spirit, what the least you can do is read more and more of the four Gospels in the New Testament.
多认识耶稣的所言和所行，然后照你所能的跟随耶稣的脚中行。
To have a better understanding of what Jesus did and said, then you would follow Jesus.
可以试着养成一个习惯。
Please try to cultivate a habit.
每次需要考虑一件事情是该做还是不该做的时候，你会先提醒自己想一想。如果是耶稣他会怎么做
each time when you need to make a decision about something you should or should not do and you try to ask yourself a question if it were Jesus what would he do
这就是英文 WWJD what would Jesus do 所代表的意义
so that's the meaning of the four letters WWJD what would Jesus do
如果我们养成了这样的习惯我们就是开始在随从主的带领。
If we have this habit, so we are following Jesus Christ.
再过一段时间，你就发现，真的有耶稣的灵，也就是圣灵，实实在在的与你同在，在引导你。
So after a while, you will notice, you will feel that the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ is leading you.
好，以赫圣灵的第一个观念是随从和体贴。
So the first concept of relying on the Holy Spirit is live according to the Spirit and having a mindset on what Spirit desires.
第二个重要的观念是依靠圣灵的力量，不是依靠自己的力量。
The second key point is to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit, not your own power.
我们知道世界上很多的道德宗教都教人要致死身体的恶行。
We know a lot of religious and philosophies teach us to put to death our own sins.
但是圣经最大的差别就是 叫人要倚靠圣灵的能力不是倚靠自己的力量
But the Bible teaches us to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit not on your own
道德选择的责任是在我们没错
So the responsibility is on us to choose which moral standards
但是让人胜过罪的力量只有圣灵有
But the power to overcome sins is within the Holy Spirit
记得早先讲的这个蒲公英的例子吗
Do you still remember the story of the dandelion?
为了解决蒲公英的问题，我去读了一些书。
In order to handle this dandelion issue, I read some books.
我发现每本书都讲了同样的基本原则。
I feel that almost every book talks about the same thing.
就是最有效的方法是让你的草地长满了好的草。
So the best way to handle the dandelions is to let your lawn grow the good grass.
所以胜过罪最有效的方法是让神的灵更多充满在我们的生活中。
Therefore, to overcome sins, the best way is to let the Holy Spirit fill yourself.
20多年前我在加州的一个团契担任团契主席。
About 20 years ago, I was in a church, in a fellowship in California as the team leader of the fellowship.
我是真的有心想要更多的追求成圣。
I had a strong desire to become holy.
但是好多次我以为一些罪解决了，没有多久又回来。
For many times, I felt that the sins were solved, but not long after the sins sprang up again.
这样努力失败几次之后，我有很大的挫折感，不知道该怎么办。
It is a vicious cycle. I feel succeed but fail. Succeed, fail, succeed, fail. I feel very frustrated.
那有一次我去一个营地参加连续几天的追求灵命成长的聚会。
One time I joined a retreat for a couple of days.
我回来之后过了一个多月才突然意识到，好像自己现在跟以前不太一样。
So after about 1 month, I suddenly noticed I was different from what I was before.
我就回想，就发现，在参加了聚会那几天，我重新回到一些非常基本的属灵原则。
I reflected the days when I was in the retreat, and we returned back to the basic principles of becoming holy.
并没有什么特别的人为的努力。
I didn't try to work hard.
也没有什么定什么目标，说我要这方面进步，那方面进步。
I didn't set up the specific goals to reach.
我甚至也没有非常刻意说圣灵你充满我，充满我。
I even didn't say that, Holy Spirit, please fill me, fill me.
我只是真的完全的敞开心，让神的灵在我生命当中更多的来掌权。
But I completely opened myself, that the Holy Spirit comes to me and take control of me.
那几天就经历神的同在，那时候只觉得很甜美，没有注意到其他的事情。
In the first few days, when I feel the existence of God, I felt very sweet in my life.
等到我突然意识到，原来搅扰我的一些罪好像失去力量的时候，已经不知不觉过了一个多月了。
And without my knowing that, what months had been passed, when I noticed that the Holy Spirit really worked in me,
我就发现原来圣经讲的靠圣灵得胜就是这么一回事。
I discovered that when the Bible says to be victorious by the power of the Holy Spirit is as simple as that.
就是多长好的草。
That is to grow the good grass.
又健康又强壮的草。
And the grass are healthy and strong.
让神的美善充满在你的心。
Let the grace of the Holy Spirit and God to fill you.
新的草长满了，杂草就很难长进来。
So when the new grass, healthy grass grows, and then the weeds find it hard to grow.
没有什么神秘高深的大道理。
There's no grand principle which is secret.
是非常基本的属灵原则。
So these are the basic principles of believing in the Holy Ghost.
是每一位基督徒只要渴慕就可以操练然后亲身经历的。
Every Christian, if you have a strong desire, you can feel it and practice it.
在这边我也很诚恳地跟在座的慕道朋友说一句发自心底的话。
And here today, I would like to share with you one statement from the bottom of my heart.
我知道有好几位慕道的朋友非常真诚地渴慕想要认识神。
I know quite a few seekers try to be close to God.
而且已经很认真地在考虑什么时候受洗成为基督徒。
So they are seriously thinking about getting baptized to become a real Christian.
我知道很多人在想到受洗的时候，心中会有一个无形的压力，怕自己不够好。
And a lot of people they feel naturally feel a pressure in their heart. They are afraid that they are not good enough to become a Christian.
怕受洗之后达不到圣经的要求。
They are afraid that after being baptized, they cannot reach the goal set by the Bible.
所以会想等我再做得好一点，再做得好一点，那再来受洗。
So they constantly said to themselves, let me perform much better, perform better, then I can become a Christian.
这样认真负责的态度是很值得尊敬的。
I respect this kind of attitude to be conscientious and working hard.
但希望你记得今天罗马书第八章的教导。
But I hope you do remember the teachings of Romans chapter 8.
如果人可以靠着自己的力量来成圣，上帝不需要叫耶稣基督道成肉身，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
So there is no need for God to send His only Son Jesus Christ to be crucified for us if we can become holy on our own.
如果人可以靠着自己的力量来成圣，就不需要被圣灵重生。
If we can become holy on our own, we do not need to be reborn by the Holy Spirit.
你要么就打定主意不要做基督徒。
Either you are determined not to be a Christian.
打定主意一辈子靠你的力量来做个好人。
Or to be a good person on your own all your life.
要么就早早谦卑地降服在神的面前。
Or humbly submit in the sight of God.
谦卑地接受耶稣基督的救恩
，Humbly accept the salvation from Jesus Christ.
欢迎他的圣灵进到你的生命中
，Welcome His Holy Spirit into your heart.
让他来引导你成圣
，Let the Holy Spirit lead you to become holy.
你是不是成圣，不是你跟别人比的问题。
Whether you will become holy or not, it's not you compare yourself with others.
不是一介基督徒是不是比你还差的问题。
It's not the issue whether some of the Christians are not as good as you are.
而是今天的你跟昨天的你有什么差别？明天的你是不是比今天的你更加迈向成圣？
But you compare yourself, yourself yesterday, and your today's self, and the tomorrow's self. Whether your tomorrow's self will be better than your today's self.
成圣的工作只有圣灵有力量。
The work of becoming holy can only depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们一同来唱回应诗歌，刚刚唱过的诗歌。
Let us sing the responsive song we already sang.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
You can sing the song with the language you are familiar with.
让神的儿子以他圣灵和他爱来围绕你，让他充满你心，使你灵满足，让他担负你一切挂虑，赏赐平安的生命降临在你生命中，是你完全。耶稣，主耶稣，求充满我们。耶稣，主耶稣，求充满我们。
还是第一节 ，Still verse
one. Oh, let the Son of God infuse you with His Spirit and His love.Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that burns you and His Spirit light above. Let Him stand upon your right and make you whole.Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land.
请父亲继续团，我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
我们当来到神的面前的时候，我们诚实的来面对他。
When we come again to the sanctuary, we're honestly in the sight of you.
你是不是知道在你里面仍然有罪的问题？
We know that in the sight of you, then there is still sin.
你是不是知道一些你想行的善，你行不出来？
Do you also know that what the good you want to do, but you cannot do it?
一些你不想行的恶，却偏偏去行。
The evil you don't want to do, but does it?
今天早上你面对两个选择。
This morning you have two choices.
一个是继续依靠自己的力量。
One is continue to depend on yourself.
一个是谦卑地来到神的面前。
The other is to humbly come to the side of God.
承认在你里面有罪性。
Confess that you have sins within you.
承认你是一个有罪的人。
And confess you are a sinner.
承认你自己的力量有限。
Admit that you are powerless. There's a limit to your power.
你愿意真正的承认接受耶稣做你的救主？
Are you willing to accept Jesus as the Lord for you?
真正的让他的圣灵进到你生命当中。
Truly letting His Holy Spirit enter you.
你真正把你生命的主权交出来。
Submit the power of control of your life to the Jesus Christ.
不再是你自己坐在你生命的宝座上。
You yourself no longer sit in the throne of your life.
而是你知道真的要让他来做王做主。
But let Jesus Christ be the King and the Lord of you.
有一点时间你自己跟他祷告。
Let us spend some time praying. Dear Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的圣灵。
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
当我们愿意相信接受耶稣基督的时候，你的圣灵就进到我们心中。
The Holy Spirit lives in us when we accept Jesus Christ.
我们祷告，凡是相信接受主的人，真的能够让圣灵在我们身上发挥力量。
We pray that.Once we accept Jesus Christ, become Christians, the Holy Spirit will show its power in us.
我们当中有一些慕道朋友在认真考虑受洗的。
Some of the Christians or seekers are thinking about getting baptized.
也愿你赐给他们从你那边来的平安。
Please bless them with peace from you.
让他们有信心把自己生命的主权交在你手中。
Let them have faith in you and give out the control of their life to you.
我们当中还有一些朋友可能今天才第一次来教会。
Some of us first time come to this church.
我们也愿意你圣灵今天触摸他们的心。
We ask the Holy Spirit fill their hearts.
让他们知道神是美善的，是慈爱的。
Let them know that God is kind and is loving.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.Amen.
我们唱第二节。
Let's sing the second stanza.
哦，扬声欢呼歌唱赞美，让你心充满喜乐，举起双手甘愿顺服他的命，将你的忧伤破碎心灵，痛苦岁月交给他，你将靠着他的命进入永生。Oh, my.
我们谢谢徐牧师今天的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Xu, for your sermon.
愿神的爱围绕着我们。
We ask that the Holy Spirit and love of God